A Swedish woman in her 40s has been shot in Lisbon. She was shot near a restaurant in the Beja district of the Portuguese capital on Monday evening and taken to hospital by ambulance. According to Swedish news agency TT, she was there as a tourist and she was shot in the upper body. Her condition is currently unclear. Sweden's opposition say they hope to block parts of a government plan to tighten family immigration rules due to be voted on in Parliament on Thursday. The proposal includes a two-year wait before some migrants can bring family members to Sweden and repeated income checks when permits are extended. The opposition want a one-year wait instead and no income checks on extensions. The government has a narrow majority together with the Sweden Democrats, but the opposition hopes some of the government MPs will break ranks in Thursday's vote, according to news agency TT. The turns now come to the Sweden Democrats. In our series of interviews with Swedish parliamentary party leaders ahead of the September election, their leader, Jimmie Åkesson, declined an interview in English with us, so MEP Charlie Weimer stood in for him with us instead. He says the migration reforms carried out over the last 4 years have to stay.
Well, these reforms are a necessary start, but they're not enough. Sweden still needs a more restrictive and selective policy. I think that asylum immigration must remain at the lowest possible level. Family reunification must be further tightened, and labor immigration must stay strictly limited to genuine skills shortages. And also, may I add that at the EU level, Sweden must continue pushing for external processing and stronger external borders.
And that was MEP Charlie Weimers from the Sweden Democrats there. You can hear the whole interview on our homepage or in our app, Sveriges Radio. And urine-soaked microfilm rolls have been found at Uppsala University Library, according to local newspaper Uppsala Nya Tidning. Workers discovered that someone had peed on several hundred shelf meters of microfilms, which preserved Swedish daily newspapers from the 19th century onwards. Around 5,800 microfilm rolls may have been damaged, news agency TT reports. The collection's now been closed, cleaning is underway, and the incident's been reported to the police. Those were Tuesday's headlines. For more news stories, go to our homepage or our app, Sveriges Radio. I'm Chris Boswell. Have a great evening.